والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد. وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين. There's an ayat in the Quran. There's an ayat in the Quran where Allah speaks about a dua. Many places He speaks about duas of different groups of people. And obviously these duas that they're making, are answered by Allah. And He speaks about different groups of people. And in this one dua, He speaks about the dua of those who are mazloom or mustad'af, people who have been oppressed, who live under tyranny. And He speaks in their words, this dua, and He says, Rabbana akhrajna min hadhihi al-qaryati al-dhalim. That Allah, take us out of this town that is oppressive. This town, these people who have been oppressive to us, who have been hard on us. They have been hard on us. They have taken away our rights. They don't let us live. They persecute us. They don't let our children grow up. They subjugate them in such a way that our children become weak. They take our rights away from us. They scare our women. This is dhalim. In any town, that's dhalim. Allah, He says that, speaking in the words of those people who are oppressed, He says, Allah, take us away from this. This is a dua that they're making. Help us, take us away from this. Then He asks, and then these people who are mazloom, they're asking for help, and in these are the words that Allah speaks in the Quran. He says, وَاجْعَلْ مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيًّا وَنَصِيرًا. Allah, appoint for us from You an authority, a wali, and a helper. Now, first question regarding this ayat. When you look at this ayat, you see that these people who are oppressed, they're asking from Allah, Allah, we want help, but we want it from You, not from others. And He's speaking about here mu'mineen, believers. The first idea of believers is that they do not go to anyone else to ask for help or assistance. They only go and ask from Allah. You see, that's why they're saying, وَاجْعَلْ مِنْ لَدُنْكَ, from Yourself. We don't want help from any other organization or any other country that might be offering us help. We want aid from You. We want assistance from You. Because we believe in You and we trust in You. First thing. The second thing is that when they ask for help, you see, how are they asking? My friends, pay attention to this process. It's very important to pay attention to this process. He says, Allah, give from Yourself. What? They didn't ask for help first. They said, first give us a wali from You, and then give us a helper from You. The idea of Islam is that for Allah's help to come, His wilayat has to be established first. Without the wilayat, Allah's help doesn't come. You might be helped by someone else, but that help never lasts. First, He's saying, وَاجْعَلْ مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيًّا. Give us a wali from You first, and then give us a helper from You. So before Allah sends any helper, first He sends a wali. If the wali is accepted, then the help comes. If the wali is rejected, if the authority is rejected, then the help is also not there. He says, why? Because to Allah, what's important is that you hold on to this wilayat first, and then the idea of Allah helping could make sense. This is the second point. Now, my friends, the third point, which I want to just right now encourage you for something. And I want you to just understand it, you know. Some things Allah has given you, meaning us believers, I'm saying, Shias, mu'mineen. Some things He has given you that really we take for granted. And we should be thanking Him so much for this. You know, these Muslim are asking for two things. They're asking for a wali, an authority, and they're asking for what? Helper. So wilayat and nusrat, authority and help. Two things they're asking for, right? Now tell me, I will ask you this question. Is Allah answering their prayers or not? Yes or no? Yes, are you sure? Right? Or is He going to leave them? No, I will not answer your prayers. You're Muslim, so do it here. So He is answering us. He's answering their prayers. Now, when they're asking for a wali and a helper, authority and a helper, who is Allah sending as a wali? Who is Allah sending as a helper? Is He appointing angels to go there and say that, hey, listen, you malaika, you go there and help these people? Now understand what this ayat means. And then just be grateful for the position Allah has given you. My friends, if those mazloom, if they are asking for help and a wali, anyone who goes to them and becomes their wali and becomes their helper, then they are the wali and the helper appointed by Allah. Understand this. You want to be the wali, the awliya of Allah? Who are the awliya of Allah? These are the mu'mineen that Allah is giving this invitation to. You help these mazloom, you are my wali to them. You help those mazloom, you are my nasir to them. You want to become the helper of Allah? This is how you become the helper of Allah. This is an opportunity Allah is giving us, really. All the mazloom, all the zoom that's going on, this is an invitation for those people that when you answer the call of those who are mazloom, you now are being granted this rank and position by Allah. For what? For that little help you're giving. For that little wilayat and comfort that you're giving. Friends, this is something that we need to think about whenever we hear the call of the oppressed. Whenever we hear the call of the oppressed, we need to think about this and say that, you know what? This is Allah's invitation to me. And He's saying, do you want to become my wali to them? Do you want to become my nasi to them? Then answer their call, because you're not the one answering the call. I am answering the call, but I'm answering it through you. I'm answering it through you. You are the ones. So my friends, anytime a call is raised by the Muslim and for the Muslim, it is a call by Allah to become His wali and His nasir. This is a opportunity for us, you know, for us to really thank Allah, that Allah, you have blessed us with this chance and this opportunity, that we can be a part of that. Just this thought I want to give to you tonight. May Allah bless you all, and inshallah accept your amal and make you stronger in the wilayat of Ahlul Bayt. And may Allah hasten the reappearance of our Imam. Make us His helper when He comes. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.